Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to go back to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a moment at the AIPAC 2018 speech. This is so powerful to understand that President Donald Trump has been given some sort of wisdom to be able to resolve what's happening in the Middle East, which I don't know who could actually do that, but it's like God is moving. This whole nuke deal that was actually signed by the previous president has been a bad deal, a sour deal. It automatically brings, you know, Iran into the nuclear weaponry. And the former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, reports are that he wasn't in agreement with the president on this particular nuke deal. But remember, the president said, notice everything he said he's going to do, he's doing. And he said he was going to either fix this deal or nix it. He's going to fix it, you know, because right now they will end up with nuclear. As a matter of fact, we'll let Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tell you. This is the 2018 AIPAC speech where he's talking about the dark times that are coming over Israel. At the same time, those good things are happening. Take a look.
So, the good news is very good. And it's getting better. The bad news, and that's the bad news, is that bad things are getting worse, and they're very bad. And when I talk about that, we have to deal with this challenge. And I'm thinking specifically, what do we do about Iran? The force behind so much of what is bad is this radical tyranny in Tehran. If I have a message for you today, it's a very simple one. We must stop Iran. We will stop Iran. When I last spoke here, I tried to warn the world about a nuclear deal that was a threat to the survival of Israel, the security of the region, the peace of the world. I warned that Iran's regime had repeatedly lied to the international community that it could not be trusted. I warned that the deal gives Iran a clear path towards developing a nuclear arsenal in little more than a decade. And I warned that by removing Iran's sanctions, Iran's regime would not become more moderate and peaceful, but more extreme and belligerent, much more dangerous. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what has happened. Here is what Iran is doing today. Can you enlarge that? No? Can you see that? Yeah, okay. Well, darkness is descending on our region. Iran is building an aggressive empire. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, Yemen, more to come. Now Iran is seeking to build permanent military bases in Syria, seeking to create a land bridge from Tehran to Tartus on the Mediterranean, and in addition to moving its army, its air force, its navy to Syria to be able to attack Israel from closer hand. It's also seeking to develop, to build precision-guided missile factories in Syria, in Lebanon, against Israel. I will not let that happen. We will not let that happen. We must stop Iran. We will stop Iran. Last week we read in the Book of Esther about an earlier Persian attempt to exterminate our people. They failed then. They'll fail now. We will never let Iran develop nuclear weapons. Not now, not in 10 years, not ever. President Trump has made it clear that his administration will not accept Iran's aggression in the region. He has made clear that he, too, will never accept a nuclear-armed Iran. That is the right policy. I salute President Trump on this. And the President has also made it clear that if the fatal flaws of the nuclear deal are not fixed, he will walk away from the deal and restore sanctions. Israel will be right there by American side, and let me tell you, so will other countries in the region. As we counter Iran's aggression, we should always remember the brave people of Iran, their suffering, their hopes, their courage. Women are jailed for removing their hijabs. Students are tortured and shot for advocating freedom. We stand with those in Iran who stand for freedom. Now, I believe that a day will come when this horrible tyranny will disappear, will perish from the earth, and at that point, the historic friendship between the people of Israel and the people of Persia will be reestablished. Today we have Haman. Tomorrow we'll have Cyrus. And friendship. And peace. My friends, as we work together to confront the bad, there's also potential to advance the good that paradoxically comes from the bad. Because most of the state in our region know, they know very well, believe me, that Israel is not their enemy, but their indispensable ally in confronting our common challenges and seizing our common opportunities. This is true for Egypt and Jordan, Israel's longtime peace partners, but it's also true for many other Arab countries in the Middle East. Israel remains committed to achieving peace with all our neighbors, including the Palestinians. President Trump has made it clear that he is committed to peace. I have made it clear that I'm committed to peace. We appreciate the efforts of President Trump's superb team, Jared Kushner, Jason Greenblatt, and Ambassador David Friedman. Thank you all. Thank you all for your hard work for peace. But to get peace, President Abbas has to embrace peace and to stop supporting terror. Raise your hands high if you agree with me that President Abbas should stop paying terrorists who murder Jews. You know how much he pays? He pays about $350 million a year to terrorists and their families each year. That's about a little less than 10% of the total Palestinian budget. That's an incredible number. He pays Hakim Awad. Hakim Awad is the terrorist who murdered this beautiful family of Ehud and Ruth Fogel and their three children, including a three-month-old baby girl, Hadass. So he pays Hakim Hadass, this murderer. And over the lifetime of this killer, he will be receiving $2 million. I have a message for President Abbas. Stop paying terrorists. Because what message does this send to Palestinian children? It says, murder Jews and get rich. And I believe President Abbas should find better use for this money to build roads, schools, hospitals, factories. Build life. Don't pay death. Invest in life. Invest in peace. Israel hopes that the passage of the Taylor Force Act will make clear to President Abbas that America has zero tolerance for terror.
Zero tolerance for terror. Listen, this is so encouraging when you see this. Yes, darkness is coming. And prophetically, you know, the scriptures say that all nations will turn against Israel. Thank God that America's not. And the fact that some people are saying prophetically that God is dividing the sheep and the goat nations right now. This issues are bringing, dividing the sheep and the goat. And yet the Lord says, whoever's on my right hand will be the sheep. Whoever's on my left hand will be a goat's. And he's talking about those that stand for God and those that don't stand for God, standing for Israel, standing for God. And the context of that, and it doesn't end well for the goats, but you can make a decision, you know, and support your government to get behind Israel and support Israel, because it's about freedom, it's about democracy, it's about blessing everyone, and most of all, it's about honoring God and what he said. Listen, we're about to go to a break, but we want to hear your comments. Comment below. Share with us how this speech has encouraged you and inspired you and informed you. And we just love to hear them. Even post your prayers below.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.